Federal Labor MPs have today joined calls for a royal commission into the suicides of Australian combat veterans. The mothers of former soldiers have been campaigning for the inquiry and met with the Prime Minister last month. Now the opposition has taken up the cause, as political reporter Alexandra Beach explains.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he was moved to act after speaking with a grieving mother, Julianne Finney. She's been campaigning for a royal commission since her son David, a Navy veteran, took his own life earlier this year. Mr. Albanese called her this morning, now backing an inquiry.
I've stayed articulate and on point for the last 10 months, and this morning I was just a mess. I don't even know what I said to him except to say thank you. We can't bring our sons back, but we can stop this happening further, and it needs to stop.
Julianne Finney's online petition for a royal commission into the suicide rate amongst veterans has nearly 270,000 signatures. She's met with the Prime Minister and the Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester several times over the past month. As Anthony Albanese stepped up outside Parliament today to announce Labor's support for a royal commission, he paid tribute to her hard work.
She said today that a royal commission for her is an act of love, compassion and gratitude for her son. And that's the way that these people feel. There are too many kids who've lost their mum and dad. Too many mum and dads who've lost their sons and daughters. We can do better. We can do better. And I know that the government is doing some good measures in this area, and I think that Darren Chester is a very decent man, and I respect him. But I'd say to the government, it's time. It's time for this to happen.
The Morrison government says it is working to improve support for veterans, but so far it has resisted calls for a royal commission in this area. It already spends more than $11 billion a year on support for former defence personnel, and all veterans receive free mental health care. But Labor points out there were more veteran suicides just last year than there have been deaths in combat over two decades. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Prime Minister says the government is weighing up the best course of action.
The Morrison government has been listening closely to the stories and experiences of veterans and their families, and all options are on the table to address this complex issue and to ensure veterans get the best support and care.
But Julianne Finney says she's had a series of very constructive conversations with the Prime Minister, and she's optimistic that he'll soon announce a full inquiry.
We had a very private conversation. It was just the two of us, and he was really supportive. I expect this issue to be bipartisan because it's not an issue to be argued over. We have to find out what the ADF are doing to our sons and daughters, to our heroes, that breaks them so badly that they only see one way out.
Alexandra Beach with that report. And if this story has raised concerns for you or someone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131 114.